Good evening. This week we begin new Sefer of Chumash, a new Haskala. Many Rishonim refer to Sefer Shemais as the Sefer HaGeula. Interesting that as we enter the month of Teves, the month in which the Golos begins, Aschalta the Puranusa, Tzahasara B'Teves, we begin the Sefer of Geula. And we know from Shaloh HaKadosh and the Svarim after that these weeks are called the weeks of Shoivavim, based on the Pasuk in the Yirmiyah, Shuvu Bonim Shoivavim. Shoivavim stands for Shmois va'era boi b'shalach Yisroi mishpatim. It's not really mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. It's a minhag. Be'emes, it's a minhag. It was nizgala first. It was first revealed much later on. You don't find it in Rishonim. Similar to Chanukah that was given for the latter generations, that was first revealed later. Shoivavim was revealed for our generation, for the Doiros preceding Bias HaMashiach. In fact, the Svarim say that Shoivavim is the Oir of Mashiach, who will be Mesakein every Yid and bring everyone back. Misham Yikabetzcha Hashem Aleikecha Misham Yikachecha. And that's the tikkun of these weeks, is in the Inyan of Kibbutz Goliyos, Kibbutz Nidachim, Kibbutz Nitzutzos, of Chatoyim, that the Zoyar says there's no tshuva for, but there is tshuva for, and that tshuva is during these weeks. And actually the Haftarah of Shemais is the Pasuk, Gehoya Bayoim Hahu, Yitoka B'Shoifa Godoy, Lubo Ha'ivdim Be'eretz Ashur, V'Hanidochim Be'eretz Mitzroyim, V'Hishtachavu LaHashem Be'ar HaKodesh B'Rusholoyim. And that's the idea of Kibbutz Nidochim, Yitoka B'Shoifa Godol. The Nidochim from Eretz Mitzrayim are gathered and brought back to Yerushalayim, V'Hishtachavu LaHashem Be'ar HaKodesh B'Rusholoyim. These weeks we go out of Mitzrayim and get closer to Yerushalayim, because the only way to get to Yerushalayim is by leaving Mitzrayim. Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim. In order to be zeicher to the darga of Yira, which is what's required for one to be Nizhar, is only by leaving Mitzrayim, which is the makom where there is no Yira. Ein Yiras Hashem b'makom hazeh, Mitzrayim is the makom where there is no Yira. And in order to reach the level of Yerushalayim, we have to leave Mitzrayim. And during these weeks, we learn about Yetzias Mitzrayim, we leave Mitzrayim, and those are the weeks of Shoivavim. Why was Teves Zoiche? The month of Teves is the month in which we begin the Tikkun of Shoivavim. For Parshas Shemais is always in the month of Teves. Sometimes it's Shabbos Mevarchim in an early year, but usually it's Va'era that's Shabbos Mevarchim. Even when it is Shabbos Mevarchim, the Haskalah of Shoivavim begins in Teves. What does Teves have to do with this Tikkun, the Tikkun of Shoivavim? We find at the beginning of the parasha, the Chidah tells us that Ve'ela Shemais B'nai Yisrael Haboyim Mitzrayim Esayfa Tevois Tehillim. And he says that Tehillim is the Tikkun for in Yonei Bris. Tehillim is the Tikkun for that. Amiras Tehillim, especially a lot of Tehillim, especially during these weeks. The Balaturim says, Eis Yaakov Ish is Sefer Teves Shabbos. Shabbos is Yadua, is a tik. Shmiras Shabbos Kehilchosa is a tikkun. The Sefer Yetzira tells us that there are two brisos, and these two brisos are connected one to the other. Bris HaLoshein and Bris HaMo'er. Loshein, Mo'er is B'gematria Shabbos. Shabbos, we know we're very careful what we say. Shabbos is a day. Mimitzoy cheftzacha v'daber dover. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, Shaloyeh diburcha shel Shabbos kediburcha shel choil. On Shabbos, there's a tikkun for dibur. Kivoy shavas. The Balatanya ends off his sefer Hatanya Igeres Hakodesh with the fact that on Shabbos we are shayves from dibur, from diburei choil. That's the shvisa on Shabbos. Tikkun HaDibur, that's the first shlav of Tikkun HaBris, is Loshayim. The two go together. We see this clearly in this week's parasha with Shlomis Bas Divri. Shlomis Bas Divri, who talked too much, Shehoisa Mifatfetes B'dvarim, Chazal tell us, Shlam Allah, that's why she was called Shlomis Bas Divri. She was too friendly, she was too outgoing, she lacked in Kol Kavuda Vas Melech Penima. And her dibur is what led to the Mitzri entering her home. Hagama was ba'inis, but achasiu pirsima hakosav. This is the one time ever in Mitzrayim it says that there was such a situation between a yid and a goy, between Shlomis Bas Divri and the Mitzri who Moshe Rabbeinu kills. Ochein oida hadover, and right afterwards we find the husband, who some say was Dosan, the Shnei Anoshim Ivrim Nitzim, the husband, lashing out at Moshe Rabbeinu, and eventually slandering Moshe Rabbeinu. Ochein oida hadover, hadibur, the dibur, the Lashon Hara. We see the deep, we see as the association between the Maisas Nuz, the pagam of one bris leads to the pagam of the other. We find in Chumash, in Parshas Kiseitze Machana Aloyevecho V'Nishmata Mikoil Dovar Ra. And there it talks about Kiyeh Becha Ish Mikrei Loila. Starts off with the word Dovar, Ervas Dovar, Dibur. Dovar goes together, the two go together. Bris HaLoshein and Bris HaMo'er go together. And the more, and we find here also at the end of the parasha that Paroi, Paroi, who's the ambassador, representative of the Sotnan in this world to be Machti Klal Yisrael, Paroi is Pera, tries to abolish Shabbos from Klal Yisrael. The one day that they rested in Mitzrayim, as you do what the Medrash says, that Moshe Rabbeinu, Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chelkoi, Moshe Rabbeinu begged Paroi to give the Jews one day of rest, Shabbos. Even before Shabbos was given officially to Klal Yisrael, they rested on Shabbos. But at the end of the parasha, we find that Paroi abolishes it. And Paroi says, no more. Loisoi Sifun. The Rishonim said, Loisoi Sifun, don't let the Jews gather together on Shabbos. Don't let them fabreng on Shabbos. Don't let them have shalashuddas. Don't let them get together and speak in Yonei Emuna. And basically, he was trying to take away from them the tikkun of Shabbos, which on Shabbos there's a tikkun, especially the Shabbosos of Shoivavim, as the Sfarim say, that these Shabbosos, there's an extra special tikkun. That Paroi wants to take that away. And he takes it away. That's what we find at the end of the parasha, is Mevatel Shabbos from Klal Yisrael. At the beginning of the parasha, we see the Maisa with the Mialdos. Paroi, Mitzrayim, are trying to decrease the Jewish population. And Chazal say it wasn't only that, but Paroi was Toveya, Yocheved and Miriam, La'aveira, Tavo'on La'aveira. But they didn't listen. They were Moisa and Nefesh, and they did not listen to Paroi. Not only they didn't listen to him as far as killing the babies, which is what this Pagam is about, they but he reno hamiyaldeis esa eloikim. The loy osu kasha diber alehen melech Mitzrayim. As Chazal say, he was toivea them la'aveira, and they refused. They were moisa nefesh for kedushas Yisrael. And not only that, but bat chayenu es hayolodim. The yira of the miyaldeis, vayehi ki yoru hamiyaldeis esa eloikim, that's what led to vayetev eloikim la'miyaldeis. That Hashem did good to the midwives. What was the good? As Rashi brings from the Gemara in Sait, the Bate Kahuna Leviyah Umalchus, Kahuna Leviyah Miyacheved, and Malchus from Miriam. Yesoid leads to Malchus. It's Yodua that in the Spheros, Chesed Gevura Teferes Netzach Hoyd Yisoid Malchus. Yisoid leads to Malchus. That's why Yosef HaTzadik, who was the Merkava to the Bechina of Yisoid, so he was Zoyche to Malchus. That's why he wore Big Day Sheish. Sheish is the sixth Midah, the Midah of Yisoid. But here, Vayomas Yosef, says the Pasuk. Vayomas Yosef is Begematria Bris. There was a Yerida in Inyanei Bris in Mitzrayim with the passing of Yosef HaTzadik. Vayomas Yosef v'chol echov. Vayakom melech chadash al Mitzrayim, who tried to instill, who tried to be Metamei Klal Yisrael. Havan eschakma loy, let's confuse their minds. Havan eschakma loy, let's make them be poigim in their hirhurim and their machshavos. Because Paray knew that only if they're misakein this tikkun, that's what the Arizal says, that Golas Mitzrayim was a tikkun for the 130 years of Adam Arishon, who was poigim during those 130 years, and that was the Golas Mitzrayim, to be misakein that chet, to be makabeds, the nitzutzos that were scattered as a result of the chet of Adam Arishon. So Paroi, Pera, the Satan is trying to be Ma'akev the Geula. He's trying to decrease the population. Like we see today, as Mashiach is about to come, and Ein Ben David Ba Atshe Yichlu Kol HaNeshama Yisra Beguf, says the Gemara, Mashiach could come only after every Neshama comes down to this world. So today also, the Satan is trying to prevent that from happening in many ways. Batirena HaMiyaldei Sesa Elohim. They had Yiras Shamayim. Yira, that's the only way that one can fight this, one can fight this tumah is only through Yira. Especially on Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of Yira. Bereshis is Yorei Shabbos. Shabbos, the Mishnah says in Demai that an Am Haaretz doesn't lie, because Am Haaretz Yorei L'Shaker. That on Shabbos there's a natural Yira, at least that's how it's supposed to be. That on Shabbos there's more Yira Shemayim than during the week. So Miriam is from, David HaMelech comes from Miriam. Malchus based David. Mashiach comes from Miriam. Miriam marries Kalev, and somehow later, even though it doesn't come exactly from Kalev, but it's from that family, as the Maharsha explains. So Malchus is from Miriam. We mentioned that the Ares Dvash says that Teves is the month of Yehuda. According to the Arizal, it's Don. According to the Arizal, it's Yehuda. Yehuda is the one who praises Hashem. Hapa'am oideh es Hashem. From him comes David, the Ne'im Zmirois Yisrael. Ne'im is Rosh HaTevis, Mekabetz Nitchei Amo Yisrael. Through the Zmirois, the Tehilois V'Sishpochais, the Tehillim of David HaMelech, we can be Mesakein, and be Mekabetz Nitchei Amo Yisrael. David HaMelech is a descendant of Yehuda. Yehuda is Halel V'Hoidah, and that's Tehillim. Tehillim, which is most of it, is Halel V'Hoidah, is a tikkun for the chait of Bris, because that's Misakin Bris HaLoshein. And Bris HaLoshein is Begematria David Ben Yishai. And when we're Misakin Bris HaMo'er, it has to be together with Bris HaLoshein. And perhaps that's why Teves, especially if you say it's Yehuda, the Tzir of Shem Havaya of Teves is mentioned last week as LaHashem Iti Unerayim Mashemoy, which is the concept of praising Hashem. The only chodesh that the Tzir of Shem Havaya is about Halel V'Hoidah is Teves. LaHashem Iti Unerayim Mashemoy, a pasuk in Tehillim, is the tikkun for that which we are mesakin in chodesh Teves. This midah Yisoid is referred to as Toiv. Toiv is Yisoid, because the opposite is Ra. Vayhi Eir Bechor Yehuda Ra Be'enei Hashem. That's Paroi is Peh Ra. If you take the Ra out of Paroi, you get it's Pehei. Pehei is Peh, and also Begematria Mila. Mila is Begematria Peh, the two Brisois. Paroi, though, is with the Ra inside. Paroi is Mevalbel the Peh, Mila, is Mevalbel these two Brisois. And in Mitzrayim, the Tumah of Paroi of Mitzrayim had to be humbled. Klal Yisrael had to humble the Tumah of Mitzrayim, the Perah, and until they did that, and until As Chazal say, Loi nigalu ela b'shvil shalei haya behen dilturia. They stopped speaking Lashon Hara, they were misaken, bris ha-loshain. Then they were able to go out of Mitzrayim and sing Shira and say Oz Yashir. As the Arizal says, a formal quote, that in Mitzrayim the Dibur was in Golus. And when they went out of Mitzrayim, that's why it's called Pesach, Pesach, the mouth that speaks. The Dibur went out of Golus, the Dibur was redeemed. And that starts in Sefer Shemais. So Yisoid, this Midah is called Toiv. And it goes back to the beginning of the Bria. Vayara lehim es ha'or ki toiv. Says the Balaturim, es ha'or ki toiv is Sefer Tevis Bris. The more one is Nizhar in Bris, the more Toiv is revealed to him. Yodua. The more one is Nizhar, the more Chalakim of Torah are revealed to him. The more he sees in Torah, the more of the Or HaGonuz, the less of the light is hidden to someone who is Nizhar than to someone who is not. So Es Ha'or Ki Toiv is Sefer Tevis Bris. Teves. Teves is Teves. This month, Teves was Zeicha to be the month in which we start the Tikkun Shoivavim, which is the Tikkun for the Midah that is referred to as Toiv, Teves, Lahashem Iti and the Raima Moshemai, which according to the Aris Dvash, that's the Chodesh of Yehuda, Yehuda Miloshen Halo V'Hayda'a, because Al Yedei Halo V'Hayda'a, that's how we're misaken this Pagam. Amiras Tehillim. Shabbos is a day of Shira. We say more Tehillim and more Shiras V'Zishbachos on Shabbos than any other day of the week. The seventh day of the week, Shabbos, like David was the seventh. David is Malchus. Malchus is the seventh Sphira. David's whole Mahus was Tfila, was Anis Tfila, was Naim Zmirais Israel, Malchus, which comes after the Tikkun of Yisoid. So Teves, according to the Aris Dvash, the month of Yehuda is the month of the Misakin, Bris HaLoshain, which leads to the Tikkun of Bris HaMo'er, through Halal V'Hoidah. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, as we mentioned last week, killed the Mitzri with a Shem. There's a dispute in the among the Mekubolim, exactly what was the shame. The Chidah brings all three. The Chidah says was either Tav Chav Hei, as mentioned last week, which is one of the shemos of Ayin Beis, Rosh Hatevis, Kol Hayoim Tehila Secha, also Halav Ha'idah. He killed the Mitzri with Halav Ha'idah. The Mitzri who was Poigem Shleimus Bas Divri, the Mitzri who brought about as a result of what he did, not only the Pagam in Bris HaMor, but in Bris HaLoshon, Achei Noida HaDover, Moshe kills him with a shame, with Tov Chav Hei, which is Kol HaYoyim Tehila Secha, Kol HaNeshama Tehalel, Rosh HaTevis Tov Chav Hei, or Sefer Tevis HaToiv Shimcha, Ulecha Noel LeHoidois. Another opinion is, it was Yud Chav Shin from Ona B'Koyach, Kivov As Shomrei, Yichudcha Kivov As Shomrei. Another opinion was it was the entire shame membeis, which is Anab Koyach. B'cholayif and Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri with a shame, not biyad. He did it with a shame. We mentioned last week that Tov Chav Hei is B'gematria Chanukah Purim, and the idea is Shoivavim is in between Chanukah and Purim. These weeks have the Koyach of Chanukah and the Koyach of Purim. Chanukah took us into Teves, which is Chanukah, is the Yom Tov of Halal V'Hoidah. Purim is also Halal V'Hoidah be'emes. Even though we don't say Halal on Purim, the Gemara says the Megillah is the Halal. Kriyasa Zuhi Hilula. So Chanukah and Purim, the Shoivavim connects Chanukah and Purim. It's the 6 weeks in between Chanukah and Purim that is Shoyev. It draws its strength from both Chanukah and Purim, which are the two Yomim Tovim that are from La'osid Lavoi. Chanukah, we know, is the Or HaGonuz. Chanukah is the Or of Melech HaMashiach. Purim is in some ways even higher. It's Bechina of Olam Haba. Both Yomim Tovim are the Bechina of Geula Bizman HaGolus, which is what we need in order to be Mesakein these Chatoim. We need a Bechina of the Ma'ilam and Ateva. That's perhaps why Teves is mentioned only one time in the entire Tanakh, in Megillas Esther. Teves is mentioned in Megillas Esther, that's the day that Achashverosh married Esther, as we mentioned last week, and perhaps the amkus of that is, Just like we know that Siruf Shem Havaya of Tammuz is in Megillas Esther. V'chol ze'e nenu shoy ve'li. Because Tammuz and Teves, these 2 months are sister months. What Teves is in the winter, Tammuz is in the summer. They're both the fourth month. Teves from Tishrei, Tammuz from Nisan. Both contain a fast day. Both are still under the domain of Esav, as the Zayar brings on the Pasuk in this week's parash of Atitzpinehu Shloisha Yerachim, that there are 3 months that are still under the domain of Esav. Teves and half Shvat, Tammuz and half Av. So Teves and Tammuz are months of Din, months that are under the Shlita of Esav, and yet the word Teves is found only in Megillas Esther, and the Tzir of Shem Havaya of Tammuz is from Megillas Esther. These 2 months, therefore, the tikkun for these 2 months is the Megillas Esther, because the whole idea is that we have to be mahapech these 2 months of Teves and Tammuz, like on Purim, v'nahapechu asher yishlatu ha'yehudim heima. Shaivavim, the tikkun of Shaivavim is going to bring us, shuvu banim Shaivavim is going to bring us to the tikkun hashalem, when these 3 months will be totally transformed. Teves and half Shvat, which dafka during Teves and half Shvat are the Yemei HaShoivavim, and Tammuz and half Av. So Shoivavim, which is in between Chanukah and Purim, is hinted in the bracha that Yaakov gave to Binyamin. Binyamin was told, Binyamin Ze'ev Yitrof Baboike Yerichal Advilo Erev Yechalek Sholol. The law Erev, Rashi says, refers to Mishatishka Shimshon Shal Yisrael Al Yedei Nebuchadnezzar Shehiglein Lubavil, which is Asara B'Teves. The law Erev. What comes after Asara B'Teves? Yechalek Sholol. Sholol is Begimatri Yeshoivivim. Yechalek Sholol, Rashi says, is talking about Purim. Shlal Haman. So, from after Asara B'Teves, which Chanukah extends to Asara B'Teves, we go through the Yemei HaShoivavim and prepare for Purim. Very, very auspicious time. This is a time that in previous generations they didn't know about this. They didn't know before those who revealed it, the Shalom, the first that you find it in the early Achrayim, whether they didn't know, or they didn't have to come on to it as much. It's like that, just like Chanukah wasn't around before Chanukah was revealed. But in these diaries, especially today, we see a tremendous awareness of these weeks. Now, more than ever, as we get closer and closer to Mashiach, because Shoivavim is the Oyer Chayzer of Mashiach, as all the Sfarim that speak about Shoivavim talk about, then perhaps this explains why Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Mitzrayim. Pasuk tells us, Vatahar ho'isha vateled bein, vatere oisai ki toivhu. Moshe Rabbeinu was good. Every baby is good. Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Nismale habayis kuloi oira. Moshe Rabbeinu was a neshama of Mashiach. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe hu mashahoye hu sheyiyah, says the Zayar. Goyel rishain hu goyel acharon. To the point that the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh asks, how is it possible physically that Mashiach could be Moshe Rabbeinu, if Moshe Rabbeinu was a Levi, Mashiach is from Yehuda, whatever the pshat is, the neshama of Mashiach, whatever it is, but Moshe Rabbeinu is Mashiach. So Moshe Rabbeinu is, you would think Moshe Rabbeinu would be born in Yerushalayim. Mashiach is going to take every single Jew, Misham yekabetzcha Hashem alaykechu, Misham yekochecha, as we said in Haftar, Yitaka b'shoifa gadoil, Ubo ha'oivdim be'eretz Ashur, v'hanidochim be'eretz Mitzrayim, v'hishtachavu la'Hashem be'har ha'kodesh, b'Yerushalayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Ervas ha'oretz. Moshe Rabbeinu was born in the lowest possible society at that time. Mitzrayim was zirmasusim, zirmasam, poigmim, and every possible tumah. That's where this neshama, the greatest neshama, Bereshis, it says, is the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, b'schus, the world was created b'schus Moshe shenikra Reshis, v'yar Reshis loy. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the neshama of Reshis, the neshama of Atzilus, the highest neshama possible. the Navi that all Nevi'im are, all the Nevu'as of all the Nevi'im are rooted in the Nevu'ah of Moshe Rabbeinu. We said in the Animam ben Munah Shlemesh and Nevu'as Moshe Rabbeinu, he's Haisa Amitis for Shehu Hoya of the Nevi'im, Ba'koid Mimilafon of Aboyim Achor. Even those before him in Nevu'ah, Moshe Rabbeinu was greater than Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Moshe Rabbeinu was greater than Adam and all the Nevi'im before him. And Moshe Rabbeinu was born in the lowest, in Mitzrayim of all places. And in fact, the first Nevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu ever receives is in this week's parasha, by the Sneh, by Har Sinai. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu born in Mitzrayim? And not only that, as Reb Tzadok speaks about, Moshe Rabbeinu is brought up in the palace of Paroi. What a place for the neshama of Atzilus, for the neshama of Mashiach, for the greatest neshama of all time to grow up in. In a makom of tumah. Moshe Rabbeinu did not spend his youth in a yeshiva. He did not spend his youth in a beis medrash. He spent his youth in the palace of Paroi, of Perah. An emes that Yocheved took care of him. She made sure that he was protected. Basia also. Basia is a geiris. But this is where Moshe Rabbeinu was brought up. So Reb Tzadok quotes the medrash, that Reb Tzadok brings down a medrash that the Goyel had to grow up with the people in their suffering in the Golos. The Goyel, Moshe Rabbeinu, when Zgadali Mohem Ba'isa Medina Dap, in order to redeem them, he had to grow up with them, he had to live with them, he had to feel their pain. And he says the same thing with the Goyel Achron. The Goyel Achron will also be born in Edoin. That's what he brings down the Medrash. The Goyel Achron will also have to be born in the Golos in order to be able to redeem them from the Golos. Moshe Rabbeinu, his Leida is the Aschalta de Geula. The Leida of Moshion Shel Yisrael, it's interesting, Lahavdel Zeh Le'uma Zeh, Alfei Havdolos Ad Ein Ketz, that we learn about the Leida of the true Savior, Moshion Shel Yisrael, Mamash at the same time when they are celebrating what the birth of what they call Lahavdel, Moshiach Sheker. In fact, whatever all the negativities of Teves we see in this parasha Lamal Yusuf, for example, that which it says that in Teves the Torah was translated into Greek, tells us the Balaturim, the famous Balaturim, Ve'ele Shemois B'nei Yisrael is Rosh Teves, V'chayiv Adam Laver Hased Roshnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum, Bekoil Noyim Yosher, it's a whole Rosh Teves there. And if he does so, you will live long, as the Gemara says in Brachas, Tav Tes Kol Ha. Kolha Mashlim Parsh Yosef Imatzibur is Ma'arich Yomim Afilo Atoris V'divine. Why is being Mavisedra hinted in this pasuk over here, in the first pasuk of Shemois? Why, until you come to Shemois, you don't have to be Mavisedra? Why is it Merum is here? What's the connection between being Mavisedra, which is hinted in the words Va'ela Shemois B'nai Yisrael, Dafke here? Chzam Seifer says that the reason we say every pasuk twice with Unkelus once is because Unkelus is Golus language, Targum, and you say every pasuk twice, which is Lashon HaKodesh, to be Mevatel the Golus. So the remes to Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum is Dafka here, where the Golus starts. So they have to come on to Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum to be Mevatel the Targum. Ches Teves was the day in which the Torah was translated into Targum. That was the day when the Torah was translated into Greek. The tikkun for that is to be Mavisedra, to be Mavatal the Targum. Tes Teves is when Ezra passed away. Nevuah came to an end. The first Nevuah of all Nevuahs is in this week's parasha, Parashas Shemais, the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nevuah of the Sneh, where all Nevuahs, it says, are rooted in this Nevuah. All the Goliaths, it says the word Sneh five times. All the Goliaths, including Golos Yishmael, are hinted in these five times Sneh, the first Nevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu receives in this parish and parashas Shemais. Tes Teves is Leidas Oisei Ha'ish, as we mentioned last week. This parish we have Lahavda Leidas Moshiach Shel Yisrael, Leidas Moshe Rabbeinu. Vatera oisai ki toiv hu, the oir hagonuz, the es ha'or ki toiv, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, the Moshiach Amiti, the Goyel Amiti, the Goyel Rishain, the Goyel Achrain. and he's born dafka in Mitzrayim. The aschalta, the geula, begins in Mitzrayim. Teves is the Mitzrayim of time. Teves is when the aschalta, the Puranusa, began. That's when Asara B'Teves and all that we fast for on Asara B'Teves, as mentioned last week, all the Puranias, it's all Asara B'Teves. That's the aschalta, the Puranusa. So therefore, Teves is the month in which V'nahapoichu, we will be zeicher to the aschalta, the geula. As the Imre Noyam says that Makas Bechoyres was supposed to be in Teves, it was pushed off to Nisan. Makas Bechoyres is the aschalta, the geula. L'makai Mitzrayim b'vchoyreyem. L'makai Mitzrayim b'vchoyreyem was Yud Nisan. Yud Nisan, Yodua, was on Shabbos, the year they left Mitzrayim, that was Shabbos HaGadol, and that day, the Bechoyre Mitzrayim and the Mitzrayim were fighting each other. There was a civil war, like we see today in many countries, a civil war. L'makai Mitzrayim b'vchoyreyem. That was Yud Nisan, which is the day that the Nasi of Don sacrificed his carbon during the Chanukas HaMishkan. Bayoim HaAsiri Nasi Levnei Don Achiezer Ben Amishadloi. That was the day of L'makai Mitzrayim b'vchoyreyem. That's Makas B'chayreyem, leading up to Makas B'chayreyem, the day of Don, which the Arizal says Teves is Don, the month of Don, according to the Arizal. Teves, therefore, is the month destined to be the month of Aschalta the Geula, Aschalta the revelation of Bini Bechayri Yisrael, which is discussed in this week's parasha, Parashat Shemos. Koyama Hashem Bini Bechayri Yisrael, says Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi says here Hashem sealed Chosam Hakadosh Baruch Hu al Mechiras HaBechayru, on the fact that Yaakov bought the Bechayru from Esav. Esav sold it to Yaakov. It's finalized here in this parasha where it says Bini Bechayri Yisrael, which we always read in Chodesh Teves. Teves, the month in which Makas Bechayrus was supposed to be. So Teves, being the month of Aschalta the Puranusa, has to be the month of Aschalta the Geula. Shoivavim is the Aschalta the Geula. Shoivavim is the Oir of Mashiach. So, and that starts in Teves. The Haschala is dafka in Teves. In this month in which the Puranias started, in the month that we read about the beginnings of Golus Mitzrayim, at the same time, as the Golus intensifies, Moshe Rabbeinu was born. Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Golus Mitzrayim. That means the Geula starts in Mitzrayim. Aschalta the Geula is in Mitzrayim. It starts even before that. Yocheved is the mother of the Redeemer. And Yocheved is born dafka as they enter Mitzrayim. That means the potential for Geula is already there as they enter Mitzrayim. Yocheved, we know, is the 33rd Neshama. She was the 33rd Nefesh. In Parshas Vayigash, we read that they came down to Mitzrayim with 66, together with Yosef and his children. There are 69, so how come it says 70? So Chazal tell us, Yocheved Hishlima Es Haminyan. But Rashi says this on the pasuk where it says, Kol Nefesh Bonav U'Benoisav Shloishim V'Sholosh. He doesn't say it by the 70, he says it by the 33. Because if you count, he says, Reuven and his children, and Shimon and his children, and Levi and his children, and Yehuda, and Yisachar, and Zvulun, and Dina, there are 32. There's no 33. Ubefratan i'ata moitzei ela lamid beis. So who's 33? Zu Yocheved, she'noilda bein hachaymois b'knisosan lo'ir. This is Yocheved. Yocheved is the 33rd soul to enter Mitzrayim. So what's so special about that? The 33rd word of Chumash is Toiv. You count from the Reishis, just like the Bnei Yisoscha says, the 25th word of Chumash is Or. That's a remez to Chanukah. 33rd word of Chumash is Toiv. Es Ha'or Ki Toiv, referring to the Or Agonas, Sefer Teves Bris. Es Ha'or Ki Toiv. Toiv, which is the 33rd word, completes the remez of Bris, Sefer Teves Bris. Rashi says it's referring to the Or of La'osid Lavoi. That's also the remez to Lag Ba'omer Ki Yadua. Lag Ba'omer, the 33rd day of the Omer, which Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is Megala, Pnimius HaTorah, the day that is associated with the Geula, which in the word Geula you have Lamed Gimel as well. Teves, the root of Teves is Toiv. It starts with a Tes. The Gemara says if someone sees the letter Tes in a dream, it's a good sign, because the first word ever in Chumash is the word, the first test in Chumash is in the word Toiv. Toiv is the 33rd word. Yaicheved is the 33rd neshama. As we read in the Haftarah last week, David ruled in Yerushalayim for 33 years. Yerushalayim Malach Shalosh Ushalayim Shama. Yerushalayim is the city in which the Geula will be complete. Kimitzion Teitzei Torah Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Urei Betuv Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Toiv. Mitzrayim is Ra. Yerushalayim is Toiv. And the more we remove the Ra, especially during these weeks, we reveal the Toiv, which you saw it as Toiv. So Toiv is connected to Geula. Geula is Lamed Gimel, because this world is Lamed Beis Nesivos. There are 32 paths of wisdom in this world. And Asid Lavai will be revealed a total new revelation of Lamed Gimel. Gal Einai V'Abita Neflois Mitoresecha. Gal Lamed Gimel V'Abita is Begematria 33. We see Yaakov lost 33 years. He was supposed to live till 180. He lost those 33 years. He wanted to be Megala the Kates. See, he could live those 33 years. Those are the 33 years, as Zayar says, that he gave to David. So David ruled those 33 years in Yerushalayim. So Yecheved, who is the mother of the Redeemer, meaning the Geula starts the Emes. As the Jews enter Mitzrayim, they're going into Golus now. That's when the Geula is starting. Because Yecheved is born. The Iman, Ema Shel Malchus, the mother of the Goyel. Yecheved, who's Maisa Nefesh for Kedushas HaBris, who's Maisa Nefesh not to kill one yid, not to kill one baby, who doesn't give in to the advances of Paroi, of Pera. Yecheved is Zeicha to be the mother of Moshiach Shal Yisrael, and the irony of it is, the whole thing was to prevent Moshe Rabbeinu from being born. That was what it was all about. It's Tagnine Paroi, tell Paroi, Hayoim Noilad Moshiach Shal Yisrael, you gotta get rid of everyone today. We don't know if he's Jewish, he might be Egyptian, as Rashi brings him from the Gemara and Saita. So everyone has to be killed. Kol habein hayilat hayoirat hashlichu. And Yecheved is Maisa Nefesh. She's the one that was Maisa Nefesh, not to kill any of the babies. She's Zeicha to be the mother of that baby, who Bas Paroi ends up, Hashem's sense of humor, that Paroi, who wants to make sure that Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't be born, he's Moshe Rabbeinu's stepfather, or step-grandfather, godfather of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Paroi. Paroi brings up Moshe Rabbeinu, grows up under the nose of Paroi, who was trying for years to prevent his birth. So Moshe Rabbeinu Dafka, the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu was so great, he could be born in Mitzrayim, he could be in the palace, doesn't affect him. He's lamayla from all of that. He's above all of the tumah of Mitzrayim. And Dafka in Mitzrayim, the Hashgacha Elyona, Hashem wants Dafka in Mitzrayim, in Ervas Ha'oretz, Moshe Rabbeinu should be born. The Yosef Hoyab in Mitzrayim. Yosef's, the Kedusha of Yisoid of Yosef is Nizgala Dafka in Mitzrayim. That's where Yosef passes the test. He passes the test, Vayihi Kehayoim Hazeh, Vayovay Habaisa Lasa Ismalachtoi. That's Dafka in Mitzrayim, in Ervas Ha'oretz. That's where the Nisoyim was passed. That's where Yosef gave the koyach for Klal Yisrael to be able to go through Mitzrayim, to be able to go through Golos Mitzrayim and pass the Nisyon, and be able to go through the Nisyonis of Golos Mitzrayim. Lav dafka that everyone passed the test. Doesn't say that. Doesn't say. It says that they were nigal because lehoya behen dilturia. It says they were nigal because of emuna. Lav dafka that they passed the Nisyonis, but b'derech klal. The women, because of Sora Imenu, and because of Yecheved and Miriam, and the men, because of Yosef. And therefore, the Leda of Moshe, which Moshe is the Goyal Rishon, who Goyal Achrayim, that's the Leda of Mashiach, is Dafka in Mitzrayim. Shoivavim is Dafka in Teves. Shoivavim, which is the Leda, Shoivavim, which is the Ischalt of the Geula, it's the Or of La'asid Lavai, the Or of Tikkun Hasholeim. Of Yitaka B'Shoifa God Lebo Ha'ivdim, Dafka begins in the Chodesh Teves, which Teves is rooted in the word Toiv, because that's what we have to work on. In Teves, we have to be Mesakein, rid ourselves of the Ra and reveal the Toiv, which can only be through being Mesakein the Chatoim that we work on during Shoivavim. And that's Es Ha'or Ki Toiv. Vayetev Elohim Lamialdo. Stop the lashon of Hatova. The Torah uses the lashon of Toiv here. The schar for the yira of the Mialdois, which is the yira that is necessary in order to be zeichet to the Tikkun Hashalem, is Toiv. Is Vayetev Elohim Lamialdois. With the result being the Leida of Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayaslohem Batim. That's the Leida of Moshe Rabbeinu, Kahuna Ulevia, Aaron, Tikkuna Ulevia, and Malchus, which is David. Ne'im Zmirais Yisrael, leading to Mashiach. Parshas Shemais is the Haskalah. Parshas Shemais, there are two haftiras for Parshas Shemais. Very rare that you find one parsha should have two haftiras that are be'emes diametrically opposed. There are different opinions many times what the haftira should be, how long it should be. So if you say atkan minak sfardim, Ashkenazim do a little longer, or the sfardim do a little longer, but you don't find two totally different haftiras like you find in Parashat Shemais. According to minak Ashkenaz at Yeshaya, haboyim yashresh Yaakov, with the pasuk of uboah ha'ovdim be'eretz Ashur v'hishtachavu la'Hashem, which is what these weeks are all about, leaving Mitzrayim, getting closer to Yerushalayim, u'rei b'tuv Yerushalayim. According to the Sfardim, it says it's Yirmiyah, Divrei Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiyahu, which we read the first Shabbos of the 3 weeks. So this is a Haftarah associated with Churban, with Golas. It ends, Kaidish Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tvuazai, Kol Oichlov Yeshamu. It ends with Holoich Vikarasa Ba'ozna Yerushalayim, so Charti Lo Chesed Nevarayich. But it's a difficult Haftarah, it's a very sad Haftarah. It's a Haftarah of Yirmiyah, which is Meriris. The our minig though is to read the haftarah of Yeshaya, which is Yeshua, because Bahamas Shemais, we mentioned this in previous years, Shemais is really both. It's Vayamoraru es Chayehem, which is Yirmiyah. On the surface, Shemais is a very, very hard parasha. It's a very difficult parasha, up to the point that at the end, Moshe Rabbeinu himself can't handle it. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lama hare oisa lo am hazev, lama zeh shalachtoni. Moshe Rabbeinu is mamash moisa nefesh, he's complaining. He's complaining to Hashem. So he said, who says, "Umei oz basi el paroi ledabe b'shmecha heira la'am hazev, atzei lo yitzaltes amecha." And as a result, Chazal say he was punished. This is already where the einish of him not going into Eretz Yisrael starts. Atosira ki biyot chazaki yishalchem. You're only going to see what I'm going to do now. You're not going to see what's going to happen later. V'lei ha'osir l'malchei shiva umois k'she'aviyem la'oretz. So Pasha Shema is a very difficult Pasha. The goal is intensifies and gets worse and worse. It looks like it's over. Moshe Rabbeinu just manages; he just makes it out of the water. Last Pari takes him out at the end. Or later, Moshe Rabbeinu was almost killed by the Malach because he didn't circumcise Eliezer. And then Moshe comes to Mitzrayim finally with the good news: the Besuras Ageula, the Yamein Ha'am. Everyone's excited. They heard the Goyel comes to tell us that we're getting out of Golos, and things get 10 times worse. Pari doesn't give them straw anymore. They can't even keep Shabbos. They have to work 24/7. They can't go home to. They can't even be with their families anymore. No more straw. So Shemais on the surface is like Teves Din. Teves is the month of Din, the month of Dun. Very difficult. But in the Panemius, if you look, you read between the lines, the Geu. Every time the Golus intensifies, so does the Geula. Sprouts forth. Moshe Rabbeinu was born. And Moshe Rabbeinu was saved. And he's not killed by the sword of Paro. And he runs to Midian, but he's saved. As the Golus is intensifying, Moshe Rabbeinu is growing up. And Moshe Rabbeinu is going out to the people. And Moshe Rabbeinu is receiving the Nevuahs. As the Jews are crying and screaming in Golus, they don't realize that a few miles away, Moshe Rabbeinu is by Har Sinai being told that Hashem says, their suffering has reached my ears. So Shemais is Yirmiyah and Yeshaya together. So the Svardim took on Yirmiyah. They look at it the way, you look at the Pasha, Bechitzainius, it's a Pasha of Merirus, it's a Pasha of Golas. The Ashkenazim, Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chayim. Our minog Ashkenaz is we see already the geula in Parshas Shemais. It's part of Sefer HaGeula. It's part of the weeks of Shoivavim. It's already Shaivavim. You don't have to wait till the Mem of Shaivavim. It's already Shaivavim now. Shaivavim is the Or of the Geula, the Or of Mashiach. Vayarkiveim al hachamor. This parsha we have the donkey of Mashiach. The donkey, Rashi says, that was used by Avraham Avinu on the way to the Akedah. The same donkey that Moshe Rabbeinu uses on the way to Mitzrayim. Behu she'osid melech ha-Mashiach lehigolos olav she'nemar oni v'roichev al chamor, as Rashi here quotes from Chazal. We have the chamor of Mashiach in this parasha. The goyel rishon, the goyel acharon, the haftocha, b'ni b'chayri Yisrael, the haftocha, the klal Yisrael, we are considered Hashem's b'chor, we are the chosen people, we are the firstborn of Hashem. That's decided even before Matan Torah, even though Chazal say that it didn't really take place until after, Gemara says in Shabbos, until after the Gittin said Nasa v'nishma, which Nasa v'nishma, of course, is the last Shabbos of the Shoivavim. Pashas Mishpatim is where it says Nasa v'nishma. Nasa v'nishma is b'gematria Yitzias Mitzrayim. The whole purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was Nasa v'nishma. And that's when Hashem says, B'ni b'chayri Yisrael, says the Gemara in Shabbos. But B'ni b'chayri Yisrael, says in Pashas Shemais. You can't deny that. Even though perhaps the completion of B'ni b'chayri Yisrael was not until Nasa v'nishma, which is the last week of Shoivavim. Nevertheless, it says so, B'ni b'chayri Yisrael, in Pashas Shemais, the first Shabbos of Shoivavim. May we all be zeichet to the tikkun of Shoivavim, which is going to lead us to the Geula by working on our Yira, by working on Yiras Shamayim, by working on all the tikkunim, saying Tehillim, Bigmar V'Sedra, Shabbos, Mesiras Nefesh. All of these are all the tikkunim for Shoivavim. May we zeichet to that Teves should be the month of the Aschalta, the Geula, and the Geula Shalema. That we can celebrate Shoivavim already in the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi.